Welcome to Case of the X podcast, breakup advice for the brokenhearted and the heartless. My name is V. Yo, bitch, call me Big Daddy.
And this is Mac, still straight out of the ATL.
Woo-hoo. And today is what?
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Sorry, that's the zone six in me.
Yeah. I love it. Excellent.
Yes, guys, I've made it another year around the sun. So
she finally 40, y'all.
Wow. There's anything wrong with being 40 and okay, so.
Oh, man.
It is what it is. However, I am not at that milestone, so I'm gonna need you to ease up off me. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. But on behalf of all of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for spending your day with us, for sure.
You're so welcome. I am incredibly tired, but I am tired. I did a little too much partying last night. When you reach the age that I reach, partying until the wee hours of the morning, you don't have that snapback quite like you used to.
That's the 40 that. Coming out, girl. That's that 40.
Girl, I'll slap you.
Oh, slap me through the zone then, girl.
I'll slap you. Anywho, B said she got an email.
We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from.
Shout out to anybody that watched the Steve apology. I don't know about you guys. It did make me emotional. I was like,
a little bit, huh?
A little bit. I was like, damn, bro.
That really sums it up for real.
Yeah. So
we did get a letter. Our vulnerability episode struck a chord with one of our listeners. And so she wanted to share her story. So before we get into the show for today, I'm going to go ahead and read this particular email from her.
Mm.
All right. Let's see. She didn't put a name that she wanted to be called. So we're just going to call her T.
Ooh, that's boring.
Boo, it's boring. What can we call it? We call her Ava. That's better. Ava. Is that better than T for you?
That's better.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Now that you're happy.
Thanks.
from Ava, guys, and she starts by saying, both of you ladies have inspired me to share my own journey of vulnerability and the trust it takes once you get there. So after a friendship ending that lasted 8+ years, I was on no new friends tip. But there are always those amazing people who come into your life that are undeniably good for you and so good to you, you reconsider your own rules. Immediately after that 8-year friendship ended with Jukebox, she is definitely using names from Raising Kanan. Here. Immediately after that 8-year friendship ended with Jukebox, the same year, here comes Kanan and Rock, who are the most patient and loving people I've met in years. I was like, we can be cool, but we are not best friends. Years later, after spending a significant amount of time with them, I accepted that they were a lot like me in the way that they love. My fear was, why spend the time and years nurturing a relationship that when conflict pops off, they end the friendship over something that can be worked through. If you introduce me as your friend in my head, you look at me as family and there is nothing that can break that bond. I don't give up on people and I expect that in return. I have a huge issue calling people my best friend. I'm a woman of faith and I live by loving my neighbor as myself. So people who cross my path get 5-star treatment no matter what. So although I am loving, that don't mean I trust you. So Rock asked me if I trusted her and my response was yes. Then she says, it don't seem like it because you are still hiding behind this no new friends and making me seem like I'm not worthy of being your friend. At that moment, I had to decide if I was going to be vulnerable enough and admit that my trust issues aren't because of her, so she doesn't internalize my issues as her own. So I did, and I asked her to be patient with me, and she did. The emotional roller coaster that it took to get through that moment, it didn't feel good in the moment, but I had to do something to let her know how much I valued her. Now the situation with Kanan is different. We had a fight over something I asked him not to do. So my solution was to only communicate through calls and texts and not Marco Polo. For those of you guys that don't know, Marco Polo is a video messaging app. Kanan pointed out that I didn't give him the chance to correct the mistake himself. I told him it was because I didn't trust it not to happen again. In the end, I did give him an opportunity to be trusted, and it was the best decision. My lack of vulnerability made me not trust people I knew I could trust. Also, how I process information that is communicated plays a huge role as well. After that, the vulnerability floodgates were opened and new levels of intimacy were introduced. I wasn't ready, and I'm still learning how to navigate that. And all the reading I've been doing, I've learned 4 levels of communication that I stand for: what we mean to say, what we actually say, what the other person hears, and what the other person thinks you mean. This was too cool not to share. The end.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ava, for sharing and liking our episode and dropping some valuable tips.
Yes, most certainly. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we had another listener that just had a couple of comments on that vulnerability episode also. And he just wanted to toss in a couple of his own personal tidbits. Like, he believes that vulnerability equals bravery, which I thought was very nice.
Right.
And he also brought up a point about trust. And he said that trust is often just the action of choosing to trust, which I also thought was pretty awesome. So
right.
You guys
true.
Are great. I'm glad that you guys interacted and liked that vulnerability episode so much. Feel free, guys, to hit us up about anything. Clearly, we take everything you guys say and apply it in some kind of way, whether it be to an entire episode or like we did just now as reading your emails out loud or sharing some of you guys' thoughts. We are here for you. So don't hesitate to hit us up at all whatsoever. And I'll run down the different channels in which you can do so at the end of the episode. But for now,
we're easy.
For right now, Mac was telling me about a book that she was reading. Yeah. I don't know if you want to get in. You want to go ahead and get into that?
Yeah. So I was reading this book. Hashtag TikTok made me read it. And it's a fiction book. It's called The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh my God, I love that book.
I'm so good.
Wait. I have to have a moment. Did you finish that book?
Yes.
So, guys, when I tell you, I do not typically cry over books. Sometimes it happens. But when I tell you, when I got to the last page of this book, boo-hoo. Tears for days. I absolutely loved that. Like, no, it's probably my favorite book that I read last year, period.
Okay.
So, and it's rivaling on this year too. So yeah.
Okay. Big shoes.
I'm sorry. I had a moment. I had a moment.
I swear I had told you the book I had got.
No, you didn't tell me the name of the book.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the book I read. Well, I didn't read it. I listened to the audio version of it because I was busy, but I wanted to still get the experience of having it. So, full disclosure, I personally feel like listening to a book versus reading a book, you do get 2 different experiences because I feel like reading a book requires more imagination, whereas audio, like listening to a book, it's kind of like filling in a little bit, especially if they have like if the voice actor who's performing it has like a rich or a nice engaging sounding voice, they can sweep you away in the fairy tale or whatever.
Yeah.
So I did not cry at the end of the book. I did enjoy the book though. I thought it was super dramatic and super interesting. And I went into it picturing like some like Elizabeth Taylor, like, you know, type stuff. Like, and it kind of was. It kind of gave me that same impersonation, but with like way more people of color involved. And it was actually this whole concept for the episode that I got from Evelyn herself. I don't know if you remember. Okay, hashtag spoiler alert, you know, like just
spoiler alert.
Yeah. The conversation between Evelyn and what's the girl's name? The main girl, the one who's actually interviewing Evelyn.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember her name either. Damn. Anyway, they're having a conversation and the conversation is about her first husband and like the end of their relationship. And Evelyn's kind of explaining her realization that she thought that she knew that she was sad when she left her husband, but she realized it wasn't a sadness of heartbreak. It was just more a sadness of her failed marriage and how her relationship or her marriage really ended. Mm-hmm. And the main girl was having a similar situation with her own ex-husband. And she came to that same realization as well, is that I thought that I was so beat up and heartbroken about my relationship being over. But really what I'm really sad about is, you know, it failed. Like I wanted it to be successful and it was not, but now I can go on and learn from my mistakes and move forward. Had I been more like heartbroken about my person, you know, it might've been a little bit harder to get over. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was interesting as a concept. And I was just like, huh, how many people are out here actually like acknowledging and recognizing that there's a difference between actual heartbreak from the end of your relationship with that person,
yeah,
and versus just having a failed relationship, not even necessarily a marriage, but just a failed relationship, and how much pressure and emphasis we put on ourselves to be successful by staying in a relationship,
mm-hmm,
even when it's time for it to be over. So yeah, so that's how I came up with the idea for the topic for this episode. So, you know, saying all that to say, go read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. If you take nothing else away from this.
Oh my goodness.
Show episode.
Listen, you are not ready for the treat that you're in with that book. I can fangirl over that book all day. Anyways, so yeah, so Mac, what do you have to say about that?
Well, it made me think about some of the things that we had talked about with getting closure in that episode that we did about closure, and how receiving closure, especially when you are in a grief type situation, can really help form your better understanding of heartbreak versus just, I'm going to call it, you know, grieving a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I feel like not getting closure can lead to a person trying to figure out what happened and what went wrong in the relationship. So then you spend an incredible amount of time comparing and contrasting and blaming yourself. And then you jumble it all up into your head to having it feel like, oh my gosh, why didn't they stay with me? Was it something about me? Am I, you know, undateable, whatever, whatever. And then it can lead to like a self-confidence problem later on. And it really drags out what should have been a easy, not easy, because nobody, breaking up is not easy, but it should have been a less complicated situation had you just given somebody the closure that they needed. And they could say, okay, I understand. I don't necessarily agree, but I see where I went wrong. I can do better in my next relationship. And, you know, hopefully that one will be successful. I think closure for me, or when I thought of this topic, played a large part in it. Like if you don't get it, sometimes things that seem like so major are really just you being caught up in your own feelings and your own thoughts. And it's really just you don't realize that you're sad about the relationship failing versus you actually being sad about losing that person.
Yeah.
I know everybody can't get closure though, so that's hard. It's a
yeah, I was about to say that was a real like powdery apple pie in the sky conversation.
It was. It would be great if that's how closure worked and
right,
you know, everybody could just move on from it. However, that's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's easy to say be self-aware, but examine the relationship a little bit harder. Examine your own feelings. Are you more sad that you're not going to be spending time with that person, that their presence is going to be pretty much deleted from your life? Does it feel like you're not, well, you know, everybody feeling like they're not going to be able to breathe and they can't go on and yeah, woe is me. I'm so depressed. Blah, blah, blah. But, or is it just that you're like, dang, I wanted to be done with dating. You know, I wanted to be in a committed relationship. I wanted to be on that side of the fence. And here I was thinking that I'm planting the seeds and making the right moves and doing the right things. And I was not.
Right.
And it affects me and it hurts me. But I can let that go a lot easier than the person that I actually thought was going to be the person that was going to be my committed relationship. But yeah, that's how I took it initially. So when I hit you up with this, because we Marco Polo here.
We do.
What were your first thoughts when I presented it as an idea?
My first thoughts were that's not something that I've ever sat down long enough to distinguish in my head. And then my other thoughts were like, oh, okay, so this is something else for me to fucking think about. And just another way for me to categorize my past relationships. Wonderful. And so I was beginning to wonder where I fell with my relationships. And the thing with that is I haven't been heartbroken in years. I have not been heartbroken in years. And I feel like I've only really been heartbroken.
Same.
I feel like I've only ever really been heartbroken twice. And I feel like outside of those two times, there were times where I thought I was heartbroken and that was ego. I think we talked about that in our ego episode. Mm-hmm. That wasn't heartbreak. That was just...
Come on, link these episodes together.
Right, right. That was just pride break. We're gonna call that pride break. Pride break. For sure. And I don't know if it's growth or if it's just, I don't know what it is, but I know like my last relationship, there was none of any of it. Like I wasn't mourning the relationship. I wasn't mourning the failure of a relationship. It was just, well, you know, things happen the way they're supposed to happen and this one's supposed to happen. So here we are. I will say my relationship before that was probably the one where I could be like, that one was me being sad about a failure. And that's because when I got in it, I didn't want to get in the relationship, which, you know, maybe we can have another episode about, you know, intention. I had to learn that lesson hard, but I wasn't trying to be in a relationship. So when I got in it, it was like, we gonna stay in this motherfucking relationship. And also it was like with someone that I had considered a best friend for almost a decade before that. So it was like, I already know who you are. I already know how you get down. I already know it's going to be going through the fire for us to stay friends after this. So it was a lot of, I don't want to fail because I don't want to lose a friend. And because I'd be damned if I didn't want to get in a relationship, got in a relationship, and we don't take it all the way. That's it. So I do understand, like that's really, I think, the only relationship where I understand being sad about the failure aspect of it. So okay. Yeah, it was definitely something I hadn't thought about prior. I don't think that closure would play a part in that for me, but I think, you know, and the listeners know also, I've said it a couple times, that I don't really necessarily need the closure unless there's some sort of relationship to be had afterwards. Like if we're gonna be friends, before we can be friends, the air needs to be cleared. And that was a lot of in my past, because it was like, you know, I wasn't the best person. So so let me get this out, because I'm not gonna be your friend and uphold lies. I'm not going to be your friend and keep my shiesty secrets from our relationship or whatever. So
I feel you. And I also feel like there's even a side to this whole conversation that should also be addressed, is that you can go through both. And mm-hmm. I definitely feel like in my last relationship, I can see now that it was a combination of the two. I really struggled with the end of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So I struggled that the relationship failed at all, and that I had put, you know, like energy and hopes into the relationship. And I also struggled with the fact that the person was really important to me and that relationship would never be the same again. So yeah. I definitely, not to say that everything is so black and white, but you know, there's also the untangling of those strings to try to figure out how to better situate yourself to move past a lot of heavy emotions around breaking up already, and then to understand it on another level to say, okay, well, I see that I have feelings over here about things and feelings over here about things. Okay, maybe I should be addressing these feelings in separate ways. And then mm-hmm. I feel like it becomes very layered and nuanced. And I don't honestly think there's really a way to go about breaking up or to go about, excuse me, dealing with breaking up. That's going to be easy. Even looking at or trying to look at things tonight for the topic at hand, I saw a lot of lists out there about like, oh, things you can do to, you know, grieve a breakup, and the proper steps or the phases that you should accept going through a breakup. And I'm just like, okay, everybody's breakup is so different. Everybody's relationship is so different. Yeah. All these things don't apply to you. All these things not going to work for you. Like, and it's easy to slap some stuff in a list sometimes, mm-hmm. you know? So I would definitely say, take it slow. That'll be my self-care tip. We're doing self-care early. Sorry. I just felt like I need to put it right there. But yeah, take it slow as far as how you're dealing with your breakups. If you're going through one now, or if you're going through one in the future, I'm so sorry. But, you know, figure it out. One step at a time. Don't feel like there's a time limit where you have to, like, rush to get over this person or rush to get over your feelings.
Yeah.
Just take it all really slow and love on yourself a little bit more, please.
Right. So we're moving straight into the self-care.
Huh? I know. I didn't really go that fast, but it just naturally, that's like where my mind was like, oh, reassure.
Yeah, I see. Well, you know, my self-care is always the same for sure. Love yourself. And a part of that, I am going to piggyback off of what Max said, like stay away from, not necessarily stay away from them, but don't put so much on these lists and what other people think that you should be doing and how other people think that you should be handling your breakups. And no one was there other than you and that other person. No right. one knows what, in what ways you guys hurt each other. No one knows in what ways you guys healed each other. Like, however it is that you need to deal with your shit, as long as you deal with your shit, you're doing it right. You know? So that would be my self-care. I wasn't ready, girl.
My self-care. I know. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That would be my self-care for that. But I, you know what though? I do have another question okay. for you. Because I hear the two categories, right?
Okay.
And then in there, I sprinkled my ego in there.
Right.
I feel like that's a thing.
It is.
I also somebody said that this was probably a Scorpio thing. I'm a Scorpio moon.
Okay.
But and this is gonna sound really bad. I have grown, guys, I promise. But it used to be this thing where, I guess it's kind of ego too, maybe not. It used to be this thing where after a breakup or after I'm done dealing with somebody that I was fucking with heavy, I go through this like possessiveness stage. Like, I don't want you, but why you not here? You know what I mean? Like, but see, that could, like I said, somebody told me that was just a Scorpio thing. But okay. I can pinpoint a couple of situations where it was like, I don't want you, but I'm upset right now that I don't have you. Like, and it could have even been a situation where I ended it and it was just like, I don't know, that weird possessiveness. So I don't know. So it's a gray area there for sure. But you're looking like, bitch, you the only one on this podcast.
And it might be the Libra moon in me that's like, once it's over, I spend so long, I think, trying to like squish my little feelings that to me it's counterproductive to continue traps of like, oh, okay, I don't want you, but I don't want nobody else to have you kind of situation. And I know for me that I would just continue to spiral down from there. I would not stop on that level. I would continue down. So it's just best for me to stay in the lobby where it's safe.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that somebody else out there doesn't also commiserate with you.
Yeah, let me know if y'all ever went through that. Like I said, thankfully, me now, I do see that it is very counterproductive and it's not, thankfully, something that I deal with anymore. A lot has changed in the past 3 or 4 years. But
I'm trying to think, do I have anything that...
It definitely was a thing at one point in time when I was younger, in my 20s, for sure.
No, I think from all the breakups that I've done now, at this point, and I'm only saying this because of this podcast, y'all, because probably even 2 years ago, I would not have said this, but I'm learning that breakups are not like you know, death. Like, I don't have to stop talking to these people just because we're not together anymore. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has to do with me being sad that those relationships ended, but not necessarily being sad that I'm not with that person anymore. Mm-hmm. And I realize that now. So it's like, okay, so I should be able to reach out. Not that I'm going to, but people have reached out to me in the past and I've always been like, you know, ducking and dodging.
Yeah.
But I'll say this now, if somebody reached out to me now, I might be, and as long as I don't know, no BS, please. I would be more like inclined to be saying like, yo, you know, it's been mad long. How's your life? You know, yeah. I hope you're thriving and whatnot. Yeah. So, and that's for me, that's growth. Okay. Cause like
it I sounds said, like it.
I was not there.
It's so funny the direction that growth goes in, because I've gone in the opposite direction. I was always like, everybody, you know, I also had an issue I realized today, actually, while I was washing dishes. Like, I really used to have, right? Dish epiphanies, we're going to call them. I definitely used to have a very hard time letting people go. And recently I've realized that I don't have that issue anymore at all whatsoever, that my discernment plays a bigger part in whether or not I let someone go than my attachment does. And so my growth has gone in the opposite direction because my arms were too wide open. You know,
gotcha.
I had a huge issue with letting people go. So it's really funny the way that growth pulls us from these extremes to these happy mediums, you
right.
know, when we all just kind of meet in this middle. I thought that was interesting.
Exactly. I just, in my head, I was like, I'm old girl from Frozen. And I feel like now I'm closer to being like a snowman. A little Aww. Less cold, but still cold.
Like, I got you.
Easily meltable.
Okay, Olaf.
That's his name, yes.
Olaf. Yeah, man.
Okay.
That's my homie. Yeah, man, we be going shopping together.
Do you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of things does Olaf purchase?
Noses.
That would make sense. Yeah,
carrots. Yeah, he fuck up the produce aisle.
Is it only just carrots and produce? Does he not like to, you know, mix and match? Maybe
I mean, we don't have to go shopping for the other stuff, twigs and shit. He can do that outside.
True.
Yeah.
Also, he maybe like a nice pair of mittens or.
I mean, he's made of snow, so like body temperature is cold.
We're talking about for fashion purposes. I mean, he don't need a carrot for another. Right,
maybe
either,
a scarf. You know, maybe a scarf, Aeropostale. No.
That's not where we
Abercrombie.
Why are we going to these stores?
Hollister.
I feel like you're trying Olaf right now.
Yeah, Olaf is definitely an old Navy homie.
I cannot.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Olaf acts like he would shop at the graphic t-shirt section at Walmart.
Girl, Olaf acts like he hopped straight out of an Old Navy ad, so he's definitely an Old Navy mofo.
Yikes. Anyway, not with us being on this tangent about Olaf.
You heard it here, folks.
But yeah, guys, so definitely chime in on what you're feeling about this subject. I think that it's one of these rare topics where, you know, me and V see kind of eye to eye.
Right. The planets have aligned.
Right. So
a pig is flying somewhere in the depths
somewhere.
Of hell.
Somewhere. You said the depths of hell? Damn. Yes.
Girl, we don't ever agree on shit. Ever.
We both just said we liked the book. So that was two things.
Oh episode. My goodness. Wow. So hell is frozen pig. Over.
I'm so done. Why is it all involved hell?
Because I'm not gonna say that.
I would like to remind everyone that it's my birthday and this is how she's treating me.
Turn up, fuck it up, fuck it up. I forget how the song goes. I was singing some for the birthday, bitch.
Oh, one time for the birthday, bitch.
Yeah,
two
there you go.
For the
hey,
birthday,
hey,
bitch.
Hey, hey. Okay, how many times?
Fuck it up if it's your birthday.
Hey,
fuck it up if it's your birthday. Sorry.
Remix.
I sing it to one of my friends every year.
I was gonna hit it with the 50 Cent. Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip it cody like it's your birthday. All right. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta finish it.
And you know we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday.
It is
your birthday though.
It is my day of birth.
It is your day of
birth. Okay. Yeah, guys. So if whatever you're listening to this on, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to your favorite podcasts, yeah, leave a comment. Let us know how you feel. Hit us up on our Instagram. Hit us up on our tweet. Hit us up on our email to chime in on this conversation. I feel like this is a very open-ended conversation. So
yeah.
I definitely want to hear other people's thoughts, because especially if they are really interesting comments, I would love to do like a part two to this episode.
For sure. The thing with this particular topic is I feel like any story that comes out of this or any comment that you guys would have to contribute to this could turn into an entirely different episode on an entirely different topic. So definitely hit us up, guys, for sure. Mac on the Moon.
I'm done.
I'm not gonna do it because it's your birthday.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I really, that's so lovely.
Yeah. Max crack. I lied.
This is my friend, y'all.
Yay.
Like that. It's not a meme. It's actually like a video of that. Was it Dr. Phil skit? Wait, not a skit, but it's like whoever he's talking to, he's like, look at the screen behind you. Is that you? Are you claiming that? That's my friend, y'all. This is my friend. I want you to know.
And you gonna stick beside me.
And I'm gonna stick beside her.
Yes.
I'm done. Well, guys. As I have said multiple times in this episode, it is my birthday, which means only one thing, that it is motherfucking Libra season, okay? And it's going to be motherfucking Libra season for a while. So y'all better hold on to your nutsacks.
Oh my God.
Or your, you know.
Help me.
Imaginary nutsacks, okay?
I'm surrounded by you guys and I have no idea how the fuck it happened. I have no idea.
Don't know how quite to tell you guys this, but it's about to be interesting for the next couple of weeks, because we have quite a few retrogrades happening at one time. Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury are all in retrograde.
Oh, shit.
All of them. Thankfully, this will be the last Mercury retrograde of the year. So, you know.
And it's supposed to be a good one, guys. I feel really great. I would just like to throw that out there.
That's really productive.
Aww. And stuff. So.
Well, you know, Mars is in Libra too. So that's also like.
Watch my fucking life fall apart tomorrow after this. No, it's not going to happen. Everything's going to be great. I feel really great about the rest of this year, for sure.
Yeah, that's good. That's right. Claim it, friend. Claim it. So the new moon this month in October. Yes, it's going to be on October the 6th. And it is going to be, all these retrogrades will be kind of starting to come to an end around then. I think it all kind of ends around the 18th. So you really only have to hold on for a few weeks. But just know that if you feel like there's a lot of like mass miscommunication and negativity and all kinds of like fuck shit happening in your life, some of it may be attributed to the various retrogrades. But then after that, you're going to get like a lot of shifting off into various houses. So it'll clear itself up and you'll be okay. It's kind of like a yeast infection in that way.
What?
So, I don't know. That was just an example that popped in my head.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys.
Yeah, yeast infections. Mm. Didn't know you'd be hearing about that today. Nope. Did you?
Nope, I did not. Not at all.
Okay, but yes. So, once again, guys, it's going to be Libra season. It's going to be great. If you're not a Libra, sucks to be you.
Wow.
But it's okay, because after the 18th, it's going to all clear back out and then you'll be fine and you'll be, I guess, that much closer to Scorpio season.
We could skip that shit.
I mean, you're a Scorpio moon, so.
Yeah, okay.
Some apps.
They don't change much.
Okay, but you know, why talk about it if it's not here yet? You know, let's just focus on
exactly. Yes, let's focus on you.
Can you focus on me? Yes, guys, that has been Mac on the Moon for this episode.
Mac on the Moon. Song selections?
Yes.
Yay!
Do you want me to go first, or you want to go first?
I'll go first since my list is like nothing. I was having issues with the direction here, guys. So I have just a few songs about breakups and about things just kind of needing to end, and you know, not being the happiest about it, but you know, also not. I find that these songs aren't really focused on that much on the person and having lost the person. They're focusing more on just having lost in general.
Okay.
But yeah, we got a Wrong Side of a Love Song, Melanie Fiona.
Come on, Miss Fiona.
We got Hello by J. Cole. One of my favorite songs, Boiters by St. Beauty. Another one of my favorite songs, Unknown by Jacob Banks. Crying Game by Nicki Minaj. I know we don't like her right now, guys, but just bear with me. And In Between by Six Like Black, as Issa Rae calls him.
Not Six Like Black.
Six Like Black. That's what Issa calls him.
Unfortunately, that boy is going to be Six Like in our heads
for the rest of his life. So that song is by Six Like and Banks, actually. That's okay. A nice one. What about you, Ms. Hutt? Miggity Mac.
So I definitely chose songs about heartbreak and being like heartbroken about a person.
We always compliment each other so well.
And I tried to hopefully pick songs that I haven't said before. Some of these I'm not sure about, but okay. Y'all will let me know. So I did Sandcastles by Beyonce.
Okay.
And then we have The Love We Had by Drew Hill. Then I did Niggas by Kehlani.
All right.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this person before, but Tiny Tempa.
Uh-huh.
Featuring Tinashe, Text From Your Ex.
Okay. I know that one.
It could be like the spinoff to Kids With the Ex. Text From Your Ex. Deborah Cox, It's Over Now.
Ooh.
I have two Music Soul Child songs. Because I was feeling music today. Not music soldier. I'm so sorry. Just music. Damn. Music Half Crazy. And then music featuring Mary J. Blige, If You Leave.
Oh, those are both great choices.
Thank you. And then I did Rehab by Rihanna.
Oh, shit.
And then one of my go-tos, In My Mind by Heather Headley, which I don't know if I've mentioned before. I feel like yes.
No, one of us probably has.
Then I did another of my faves, Truth Is by Fantasia.
Oh, shit.
And then I rounded it off with It Will Rain by Bruno Mars.
That's such a great list.
Thanks.
Wow. So, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't be picking at me.
Oh, I wasn't really picking at you, but okay. Oh,
okay, good. Good. Okay, cool.
But V could pick you if you slid into her DMs. So guys, go ahead and jump on that.
Every episode, is it just for a year? Like once we hit our 1 year, can you stop?
What do you think, guys? Let's take a poll. Should I stop 1 year anniversary of trying to set my friend up?
Please stop pipping me out.
These random Instagram peoples and Twitter peoples. Let me know. Well, let us know. Goodness. Yeah. Let's
the fuck not.
V's gonna make a poll and she's gonna post it on our Instagram stories, and then you guys can vote. Okay.
Sure.
And we'll let the people decide if I should stop. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I already know what the people are going to do. The people are never on my side. Let's start there.
When are they not on your side? What are
never, sides? Never on okay. my side. Anyways, everybody's Team Mac, and that's fine. Okay.
And y'all haven't even seen yet. No, I'm just kidding.
So thank you guys for rocking with us this far as episode, I think, 22. No, it's episode 23.
23. It's a Jordan year.
Oh, goodness. And we appreciate
actually not. I'm okay.
We really appreciate you guys rocking with us this far. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, stories, you want to get on the show, you want to send us a voice message, we do not.
Yeah, I want to hear your voice messages. I want to hear somebody's live voice telling me things. Well, not live, but somebody's pre-recorded voice telling me things. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that. So definitely get into the voice messages. Sure. Also, we are appreciating all the feedback we've been getting. It's been super positive. And it just warms the cockles of my little cold heart.
and
we really appreciate it too. It just feels very nice to be validated on the work that we put in.
Yeah, most certainly. We love you guys. There is a link on all of our socials that will send you to Anchor if you want to leave us a voice message, or I think you have that capability on Instagram as well. But if you want to reach out to us, we are Case of the X Pod on Twitter, Case of the X Podcast on Instagram. And if you want to shoot straight to the heart, Case of the X Podcast at gmail.com is our email. And what are you doing?
I'm just reading.
Listen, Mac likes you. I love you. Mm-hmm. We look forward to hearing from you guys some more. And we thank everyone that has reached out, everyone that has, you know, left us reviews and subscribed. And we are just thankful for all of you guys.
We are.
We really, really are. So
I feel nice that there's other people out in the world that we're connecting with.
Yeah.
It makes it feel like, I'm not crazy. No,
right.
I'm not there.
We have a couple more episodes before we hit a year, and it's really surreal, but we really appreciate you guys that have been listening since the first episode, since we can't be friends. since we can't be friends. Lord.
Sorry.
All good. Thank you again, guys. And
thank you.
We'll holler at you later.
Bing you, your polywog.
Bye, guys.
Bye.